Washing here. Just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, are really good for the environment, and just work better in every way. Tips and suggestions from the listeners are encouraged, so call us today at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now it's time to learn about what truly is green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, my dear, and welcome back, everybody. I want to tell you about Ulrich Storage and Sheds real quick before I get into my stuff, and we'll get right back. Betty, we'll go to you first thing. You're bringing up something that's kind of interesting there, so be right with you. Ulrich, which is spelled U-L-R-I-C-H, makes these incredible storage sheds and garages and places to enlarge some building that you've already got or some activity that you're trying to do, playhouses for kids, you name it. They do it all. They even do finished log cabins that are just remarkably beautiful and detailed. Check them out. Go to their website, myperfectshed.com, or you can call them, find the location nearest you, go to the website, find the location nearest you as well. But you can call them at 520-GET-SHED. That's Ulrich Storage and Sheds, storage sheds, garages, and finished cabins. U-L-R-I-C-H, Ulrich. Let's see what else I needed to tell you about. One of the things that I need to mention is that a common question I get is, this is great, but where do I get the products that you talk about? Where do I find somebody that can do this kind of work? And where can I find stores that sell this stuff? We've got that information for you on DirtDoctor.com. If you go to the website, we've got natural organic retail stores and landscape contractors listed there. And other information about where you can access the kinds of things that we're talking about, and we try to keep that updated all the time. So if you have a contractor or a retail store or a distributor or whatever that you deal with that we're not showing on our information, let us know. We're always adding and amending the website, which is dirtdoctor.com, DirtDoctor. Also, on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, the red button at the top of the page can get you to the three things that you hear me refer to from time to time that are sold through the Texas Organic Research Center to help raise money for our nonprofit, texasorganicresearchcenter.org. That is the art, my natural organic art. It's primarily contemporary stuff, but we do some stylized leaves like the ginkgo leaves and other things. And when people buy a certain level of art from us to help support what we're doing, we do drawings of their dogs. One of the fun things that I like to do. I don't do it as part of my art. I guess I could. I usually just do it as a bonus to our best customers, and we have fun with that. They're pencil drawings that I do, and you can see some of those. You can see the catalog of all my art under that red button. The button says Buy Books, Art, and Class. The class is the 15-chapter online class that we set up because no universities teach what we teach here, and so we set up our own class. And then the art is the natural organic art. And, of course, my books are all 15 of the books that I've done, which are on all kinds of different subjects, trees, insects, herbs. We have, you know, the professional book. We have the lawn care book. We got all these different specific subjects that we cover, all from the natural organic approach. The organic manual we did with Mother Earth News is the most current one that we did, and it has the most up-to-date information about the root flare exposure, the sick tree treatment stuff that we talk about. But all of my books cover the natural organic approach. Okay, let's get back to the phones and catch up. It's Betty's turn first in Dallas, calling from Dallas. Hey, Betty.
Yeah. My son's gone crazy planting fruit trees, so I thought I would updo him and get an avocado tree. And I went to a nursery, and the only kind that they had there was a Joey avocado, J-O-E-Y. I looked online, and most of what they told me was counteracted by the guy that put the plant in my car. So,
okay.
All right. So he's been planting this junk everywhere, and we've run out of space, and it said you could put them in a pot. Do you know anything about them, and would that be okay?
You could grow them in a pot. The problem is going to be to get a big enough root system in a pot for you to have any production. Did you buy one plant or more than one?
I only bought one because it said that I didn't need to, but you probably know. They don't. Their whole purpose is to sell them, so they did a good job because they unloaded on me.
Well, I have never grown Joey avocado, but it is very interesting to me because the literature says that it will take 15 to 18 degrees. Now, short of last winter when we got down to zero, that was a fairly common winter that we had. And if you covered that little Joey avocado with floating row cover during the freezing weather, theoretically, you could keep it alive and growing, even though it's a tropical plant. It sounds like it's the most cold-hardy of the avocados. So it sounds to me like you've got a possibility with it, but if we had another winter like we just went through, obviously, it's not going to make it through that. So having it in a container and moving it inside during that period of time would be what you'd have to do.
Does it show anything that you've looked at as to how tall they will get?
No, it's a smaller avocado, though, for sure. You know, the regular avocados get big. When I lived in the Virgin Islands, when I was a junior in college, we climbed them and stole avocados. I almost got electrocuted one time because the tree was in contact with an electrical wire, knocked me out of the tree. They grow 30, 35 feet, 40 feet tall. They get big. So I would think that the Joey is going to be about half that size, be my best guess.
I could roll it into the garage if it was short, and in a pot. But if it's not going to do that, I guess I ought to look at putting it in the ground.
Well, if you really are interested in it, and I might even do it myself, try one in a pot and one in the ground as well, and be sure and keep some real good big sheets of floating row cover handy so that when we have a frosty night, you cover it up. That floating row cover has always been impressive to me. But I've been much more impressed with it after seeing how beautifully it kept plants healthy through this freeze we had last February, better than any kind of covering you can put on a plant.
Well, it's impressive that of his stuff, only a couple of trees died.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was a peach tree, and I had peach trees for the boys when they were little, and they survived years till the boars got the tree.
Yeah, they're normally pretty tough from a winter hardiness standpoint. If they got borers, that means they're in stress and the flare's probably covered up and you need to do the whole sick tree treatment.
Yeah, well, they probably did have that. How do I plant this thing? I know that on most of the things that we've planted, we've taken and loosened the roots that were going around the ball, but the thing on line said something about, practically don't touch the roots. So,
we need to do kind of halfway between those two. Are they balled in burlapped or in containers?
It's in a container. I haven't pulled it out.
You haven't pulled it out. What you want to do is pull it out of the container and set it over in a wash tub of water or some kind of container big enough to let it soak and become totally hydrated. It probably, being in a container, will have roots that are starting to circle a little bit, and it would be best to pull them out a little bit and loosen them. If they are so root-bound that they're just fused into a solid mass, you need to take some box cutters or a knife, I use a hori-hori knife that has a serrated edge on it that's real sharp, and I cut down on the sides of the ball. You'd think you'd be doing some damage, but you're doing damage by putting it in the ground with a solid mass of roots that have grown together. You don't want that. You want to either soak it in water, pull them loose, or if that doesn't work, cut them with some kind of a knife.
Yeah, I've done that before, and sometimes all
the dirt falls off. And then just plant high, backfill with the soil out of the hole. My normal planting recommendations, put the amendments, the compost, organic fertilizers, rock minerals, and sugars on the surface of the soil, not down in the hole. And your little plant will be off and running. Let me know how it works for you. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
Nature's Creation provides the home gardener, landscaper, and farmer with products for fertilization, soil improvement, insect control, disease control, and weed control. Ask for Nature's Creation Lawn and Garden Fertilizer. It's an all-natural alfalfa and contains 11 strands of mycorrhizal fungi. It provides excellent results for lawns and all other plants and trees. Ask for Nature's Creation products in independent garden centers and hardware stores. To learn more, go to naturescreation.co.
Crazy water is what I drink. You should too. Crazy water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for the health and body balance you need. You can buy Crazy Water at retailers across Texas or go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a nearby store. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy. Website drinkcrazywater.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus and West Nile virus, but Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. For more information, go to SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure, humate, and molasses. It produces three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair through soil supplementation, and nutrient availability. Your lawn, flowers, trees, vegetable garden, and potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green. Versions of Garrett Juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your residential or commercial property, Medina is a choice I highly recommend. Ask for Medina at hardware stores, garden centers, and farm stores. Medina, a strong Dirt Doctor recommendation. For more information on everything they have to offer, go to MedinaAg.com. Medina, over 50 years of proven performance, it's MedinaAg.com.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's get caught up on the phone calls. Well, real quickly, before I do that, so I don't let this slip by, Bang Solar is a company I want you to call. If you've been thinking about solar, and if you haven't been, you need to, because you can get a great savings from this company, and they've got a great value on a generator, too. And that's something that I'm getting into right away that was, came up as being a very important thing to think about when we had this last freezing event that caused some real problems. They sell the Generac generators at a very affordable price and can be part of your business with Bang Solar. They can help you with your solar panels and also the Generac generator. Give them a call at 469-502-5757 or just go to bangsolar.com. Bang Solar, B-A-N-G. And let's see who's next in line here. It would be Bill in Crowley, Texas. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
I need some of your superior knowledge. I have a willow tree. It's not a weeping willow. I guess there's tons of varieties. I would just call it a native willow that I harvested when I built a building that I got electrocuted on, died for a couple minutes. But anyway, wow. That was like 20-something years ago. And the tree that I planted is looking, a little tattered. It's old. And I want to take some starts off of it, if I could, to restart that tree. Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. Cutting? That's probably the easiest tree to grow from stem cuttings. You probably have a black willow. Is it a little bit not weeping looking, but a little more upright growth?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's probably a black willow. That's a common one that we have around this part of the world. And you can take cuttings on it just about any time. I would think doing it right now would be as good as any. You just make cuttings that are about 6 or 8 inches long, maybe as long as 10. Strip the leaves off the bottom, leave foliage on the top, and plunge them down in some perlite or some organic potting soil, and they'll root for you like crazy.
Oh, okay. I had stuck it in water and stuff before and saw roots, but I never had good luck with it, so it should go straight in the soil then,
right? Yeah, if you root a cutting in water, and then try to move it to soil, it doesn't work very well because the cuttings will actually develop a different kind of root in water than they do in the soil.
Wow.
So, yeah, you can't do that. And you probably, since it's brand new growth is happening right now, you may want to cut the very tip end off, the softest tip end, so you have a little bit more sturdy part as the terminal end of your cutting. See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm going to do that as soon as I get home. Thank you for your advice. Have a great day.
Appreciate the call. Get to work. Let's see what Nick in Durango, Colorado is up to. Hey, Nick.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
All right. So I'm putting in a raised bed garden.
All right.
And I put down, I cleared the area, put down the weed stop fabric, and then I put 4 inches of gravel over that. And then I put my beds on top of the gravel. Now, can I put my soil directly in the boxes over the gravel on the base, or do I need to dig down to the open earth and expose the bottom of the boxes to the earth?
Okay. Well, if we had started this working together on it in the beginning, Nick, I would not have done it the way you did it. So we're going to have to decide what you want to do, change it or next time do it different or whatever. I would, without question, strip the grass and the weeds out with hand tools or have a contractor do it for me with a sod cutter or something like that, and then I'd build the raised beds touching the native soil so that when, you know, no matter how tall you build the raised beds, once the crop, the roots grow down, you want them to hit soil rather than a plastic material of some kind. I don't recommend those ever, except for one. I'm sorry?
The boxes are sitting on 4 inches of 3/4-inch gravel that is clean gravel.
Okay. Well, why do you need the plastic then?
Well, I put that underneath the gravel because I did strip it down to bare dirt and flatten off the whole area.
I'm just talking about what to do next time. You know, I wouldn't put the gravel under it either. I'd build the raised beds on top of the native soil. That was my point. Since you have done it already, and you're going to stick with that bed, you're just going to have to go on up above that and put the potting soil on top of the gravel, and the roots will grow in the potting soil part of it, and when they get into the gravel, they're just kind of going to die off at that point. It might work okay, actually. It's just that if I had it all to do over again, I'd just build it right on top of the native soil.
Yeah. Now, the boxes are 16 and a half inches tall.
Okay. Well, that's...
Does that help?
I think they work better sitting on top of the native soil than on top of gravel.
Okay. Okay. So I was planning on I stripped off the first 10 inches of the native soil and then got a load of manure, and I was going to mix that back 50-50. Is that a good idea?
That'd be fine. And you're going to put that on top of the gravel? Yeah, do that and mix in the bed preparation. I got to run. Hang on. I'll put you on hold.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of DirtDoctor.com.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure, humate, and molasses. It produces three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair through soil supplementation, and nutrient availability. Your lawn, flowers, trees, vegetable garden, and potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green. Versions of Garrett Juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your residential or commercial property, Medina is a choice I highly recommend. Ask for Medina at hardware stores, garden centers, and farm stores. Medina, a strong Dirt Doctor recommendation. For more information on everything they have to offer, go to MedinaAg.com. Medina, over 50 years of proven performance. It's MedinaAg.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay, Howard, back with you. I talked to Nick off the air there, and just to go back through that real quickly to help other people maybe, he and I were talking about maybe taking the gravel and the plastic out and just putting his raised beds on top of the bare soil that's had the weeds and grass scraped away, which is what I would have done to begin with. And I told him it might be good just to leave that and do the next bed the way I recommend it, and let's just have a side-by-side comparison, see which way works best. What's the most important thing for everybody to understand about that conversation is I don't recommend the plastic hardly ever. And when you're doing a there's two situations where I'd say it would be helpful to you, but in most cases, under landscaping and under vegetable crops and food crops in general, I almost never recommend solid or the so-called weed-blocking type products. I don't think they work very well. They waste money, and they put, in a lot of cases, a barrier. If you do it under landscaping, you're putting the plastic down at the most important part of the soil, the surface of the soil, right under the mulch. I've got a neighbor right now, and he should have bothered to pick up the phone and call me before he did it. He's got a landscape contractor putting in black plastic on top of the soil, and then I'm sure they're going to put mulch on top of that. And what that does is it screws up the most important part of the soil, like I said. It raises the temperature at the most important level of the soil. It screws up microbiological activity. It messes up the where the proper pH, the perfect pH ought to be. Just does all nothing but bad stuff. And in a lot of the cases, doesn't help with the weeds at all. So when you're doing a bed and you're thinking about the plastic stuff, no matter what product it is, stuff it is, forget that. Scrape away the weeds and the grass, either by hand or with a sod cutter, like I said, whatever it takes. You can burn it with a propane spray, torch, or you can spray it with the heavy vinegar or something like that, one of the organic herbicides, but it'd be better just to physically remove it. And then you can put down a heavy application of molasses, dry molasses or liquid, either one, and then put a couple of sheets of paper down or cardboard, and then put your material on top of that if you think you need to have some kind of a barrier. The point where that would work the best would be where you're building that bed where Bermuda grass was growing, because that's the worst weed of all of coming back. And that technique of putting down the molasses and the paper or cardboard and then the mulch on top of that around your food crops is where we use it the most, works great. Now, the two places where I would say that plastic or weed fabric would be applicable would be, one, in a utility area where you're storing equipment and stuff that you use in the garden, and there's no plants of any kind, even any trees nearby that would have their roots under there. That would be a place where the plastic might help you, keep the weed management down to a reasonable level. Another one came from one of our listeners some years ago, and he put down the plastic in an area, and then he built his raised beds by buying the fabric raised planters, and he set them on top of the plastic. And he was out in a rural area, and that just cut down his labor. He completely smothered all the weeds with this solid plastic material like you see used in nurseries sometimes, and then he put the fabric planters on top of that. Other than that, I don't recommend the plastic. It's not good stuff to use. Tamara in Carrollton checking in a lot today. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Howard. Good to hear you. I, of course, have all the problems with the freezing of the plants, and we pulled them out and replaced them and such. But we were late putting down the cornmeal on the lawn, and we put it down yesterday on the lawn and garden beds. And I'm just hearing about this other stuff that we should have probably put down, but is it too late for, I mean, I know it's going to help the weeds grow as well, but do you think that was okay? Since it's had a long, cold spring, a wet spring, I thought it wasn't too late, maybe.
What were the other things you were hearing about that you think you should have put down?
Well, it was that Medina product that you mentioned. Oh, where did I write it?
Well, as far as organic things to put down, there's the only one that's specific to pre-emergent weed control would be corn gluten meal, and it's way too late to do that. The only when we use it, we're doing it, February, middle of February or something like that. This year it was crazy because we had all the cold weather, so it was a little later than that. The other times you can use corn gluten meal is if you're preparing new beds like we've been talking about, and you're putting it on bare soil before you're putting the transplants in, or after the transplants, either one. The only time you wouldn't do that is if you're going to plant something from seed, because small seed would be fouled up, the germination would be fouled up by the corn gluten meal. But as far as all the other organic products that I talk about, any of the fertilizers, compost products, rock minerals like lava sand and azomite and sugars like molasses and cornmeal, they can go out any month of the year. In fact, I put a bunch of those things out in my vegetable garden yesterday.
I was talking about the growing green that you mentioned.
Well, that's an organic fertilizer. And it can go out this afternoon, or it can go out next week, or it can go out anytime. Organic fertilizers can go out any month of the year. It's just ideal for them to go out late winter, very early spring, early summer, and fall. That's what we tell people as the starting program, as the ideal situation. But I always follow that up by saying that the organic, one of the great advantages of the organic program is that you can put out the organic fertilizers any month of the year.
Oh, great. Well, we bought some molasses, too, because I know you advocate using that as fertilizer.
Right.
So we've had to replace bushes and torn out our Indian hawthorn and stuff because it was completely dead.
Sure.
So do we just put it on each bush, or is it you just put it on the lawn as well?
Either one. It's a cost call. If you want to keep the cost down, you just treat around the individual plants. If you want to run all the fire ants out of town and treat the whole property and the budget allows it, just put it on the entire property.
Okay, great. One more question, if I may.
Sure.
That's about my Celeste fig. It doesn't look as though it's leafing out except for a few small branches that hang over the poolside, but it is making lots of suckers right down on the bottom. I wondered if I should cut it back drastically or wait a bit longer. I mean, I don't know what to do with it.
Well, the figs, we've talked to a couple other people about this same thing today, and I've looked at it pretty carefully around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And the figs pretty much, Tamara, are completely dead on top. And what is alive is coming back from the ground. So I think at this point I'd make the call to go ahead and cut the top back and just let them come back from the ground.
Okay, so cut it all the way down on the trunk, not just lop a few branches off.
Right. I don't think that they're going to come back except from right at the ground level from the crown of the plant. So go ahead and cut them back.
All the way down. And about the fig, you know, we hardly got any figs because the squirrels got them.
Right.
So, netting, I hate to think of the birds or the squirrels getting caught up in it, but what can we do?
Netting is physical barrier is about the only thing you can do. The only other thing to try, and it works pretty well, is a product called Bird Scare Flash Tape. It works better for birds than it does for squirrels and possums and raccoons, but it might help some. It's called Bird Scare Flash Tape. It's a Mylar tape that's red on one side and it's silver on the other. You pull it off the spool with the spool held sideways so it's in a twirl, and that way it moves with the wind and it looks like fire to the animals.
And
you string it across the top of your food crops, you know, connected to trees or to big poles in the ground or to the house or whatever. You got to get it up above the plants for it to work. And it works pretty well, very inexpensive, and seems to work pretty well in most cases.
Well, that's a good tip if this tree ever comes back. But we may plant another one. But anyway, so it's okay for the cornmeal to be on the lawn now. That's
yep.
My thing.
Yep, it sure is.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Hey,
those are good questions.
One.
No problem.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Lois in Fort Worth. Hello, Lois.
Hello, Howard. Thank you for all the information I've gotten from you over the years. Totally organic.
My pleasure.
I had a Yeah, I tell you, I had a super crop of spinach. It saved over the winter. I did not cover it, and it came back just wonderful this spring. Now, it's finally come to the point, and it's starting to get warmer, and it's got a lot of seeds on it. I have never saved seeds, but can you give me a bit of advice on how to save seed? Do I need to wait until the plants are totally dead and the seed turn brown? Because right now they're kind of a green color. How do I go about this? But this seems to be very good, strong stock.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're having luck with it and enjoying that. Let it bolt. Let it go all the way to seed. You know, when it gets a little bit hotter, it'll shoot up the flowers, and you just let those dry completely, cut them off and put them on paper and let them dry just a little bit more.
Okay.
Knock those terminal growths that you've cut off so that the black seed come out onto the paper. Let them dry a little bit longer. Put them in glass container or plastic. Glass is better. And let them dry. That's all you do. I'm going to put you on hold. If you had something else, I got to run. I'll be back.
Azomite is a naturally occurring rock mineral and organic micronutrient soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite can be used alone or with other amendments and fertilizers for your gardens, lawns, and trees from planting to maturity. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, horses, and other livestock. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or by going to where2buy at azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Howard Garrett from my friends at Ulrich Barnes and their terrific line of sheds and cabin shells. Perfect for your backyard office. They'll deliver you a sturdy shell and all you have to do is finish it out. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the many happy customers that have given Ulrich Barnes 5-star reviews. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or visit myperfectshed.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The the best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Hi, this is Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, for my friends at Bang Solar, the only company I recommend to go solar. Now that the economy is getting back on track, it's about time we talk more about how solar can benefit you. Here's Adam Foley, president of Bang Solar.
Thanks, Howard. We've had a great year over at Bang Solar, and we want to continue with our solar stimulus program. We want to put money back in your pocket, so that's why we're offering you another stimulus check on us. We are going to continue to keep our price at $3.10 a watt, and we are going to reward more of our customers. We have had such great people continue to support us through the past year, and it's been difficult. People stuck with us, believed in Bang Solar, and even our mission. So to give back to our community, we're going to give the next 100 customers their own solar stimulus of $1,200.
Wow. Listeners, you heard it first. Bang Solar is giving out their own solar stimulus worth $1,200 to the next 100 customers. Thanks, Adam. Call our friends at Bang Solar today at 469-283-5992.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, got a good tip from one of the listeners, and that is another rescue operation. It sounds like, I hope that caller from early in the show had the little baby hawk need to find a place. What was recommended, and I've heard of this place before, and I should have thought of it myself. It's called Blackland Prairie Raptor Center. It's in Lucas, Texas, Blackland Prairie Raptor Center. And y'all might just want to make a note at 922 that that's a good one if you have a problem with some raptors of any kind, hawks, eagles, you know, falcons, that sort of thing. They specialize in that. One of my arborist buddies, Sandy Rose, sent me a note, and it looks like he's seeing the same thing that I'm seeing, some really big Arizona ash. And I'm still interested if anybody out there is seeing some problems with Texas ash. The Texas ash I'm seeing all look beautiful right now. It's the Arizona ash that are in trouble and some green ash. And he's seeing the same thing that some of the listeners have noticed, and that is some water oaks in trouble, real trouble in some cases, and the red oaks being all over the map, you know, with damage to the top of the canopy and that sort of thing, and the live oaks having at least some cases, some are perfectly fine, and then other live oaks have dead, big dead areas and big entire canopies dead. So we're going to be sort of all over the map getting all that straightened out as we see when the weather gets hot, which things continue to grow and which things are remaining in trouble and stress from the freeze. And we'll keep talking about it as well as needed. Here is Nathan in Allen, Texas. Hey, Nathan.
Hey. I'm growing some super fantastic and porter tomatoes this year, and
I've
kind of seen on the internet where people will prune those, the lower growth, and what they refer to as suckers, the ones that the stems that grow out between the main branch and or the trunk or in a branch. They'll
right.
Kind of take those off. Is that a good practice?
It's a waste of time, in my opinion. I've done it and I've not done it, and I've never seen it affect production much at all. So it's something that a lot of people think they ought to do because they've read about it, kind of like you've heard other people talking about it. I don't think it hurts anything. The question is it worth the time and effort to do it? And cutting the bottom limbs off, I really would question whether that would be a valuable thing to do. I would not.
I haven't, so I wouldn't plan on.
Okay, good.
I wanted to ask you first, though. Okay, and acrobat ants?
Yes.
Those things are such a menace. Control of that?
Well, you can kill them with orange oil. You can kill them with 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water. They don't like cinnamon at all. Dusting with cinnamon or spraying cinnamon-based products will help you as well. And cleaning with hydrogen peroxide and orange oil and the vinegar and the things, you know, that we talk about here kind of in general will help set up a repelling situation. But a lot of times you just have to bring in somebody like EcoSafe, you know, that does, you know, the natural organic techniques from a commercial standpoint to help you with those acrobat ants. Those and some of the other ones are pretty persistent.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I've lived in Allen for a long time, and I moved a couple of years ago. I mean, maybe a mile north of where I used to live, and I've never saw them, you know, my previous house. But yeah, this neighborhood seems to
have them. Those techniques, and if that doesn't work, give EcoSafe a call and let them give you some help. That's what I do.
Hey, by the way, who hasn't Howard Garrett as a neighbor and not call him first for landscaping question?
It's kind of an interesting thing. I kind of run into it all the time. I don't know if they feel like they'll become too obligated or what, but yeah, it's just the state of the world. Nathan, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Let's see what Lisa's up to in Pottsboro. Hey, Lisa.
Hi. First time to call. I listen to you a lot because I, about 6 months ago, bought a ranchette. So I have about an acre, and this is a 35-year-old house, and it's got 35-year-old weeds.
Oh, great.
And I have a large landscaping across a long ranch-style house, and I'm finding that the root system for these weeds are probably about a half-inch diameter. And so I wonder if there's an easier way than digging up these huge roots to get.
Now, when you have big woody roots on big weeds, you're just going to have to dig them out, Lisa. But here's a little tip for you. Pull them out physically one last time. Mulch with shredded native tree trimmings. And on a big place like you have, use shredded native tree trimmings on everything out there. It'll build the soil back better than anything you can do. And then as the weeds try to reemerge, you spray the young, tender growth that's trying to come out with vinegar, the 20% vinegar. It's on the market as a commercial organic herbicide, and it'll get all that in great shape for you. Send me an email with your other specific questions and let me know, and I'll help you with some other things. I'm going to have to run right now. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I've enjoyed being with you very much. If you have a question, go to dirtdoctor.com, and we will see you next time. Enjoy those healthy gardens.